Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM on a glorious Thursday morning. On the phone right now, we've actually got somebody called Mike Allen. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Now I'm all the better for speaking to you. You could have brought some better weather with you, to be honest with you.
Well, I left the snow behind this
one. Oh, the man's a genius. Thank you. Now, Mike, I know you're heavily involved with a charity called Blesma, the Limbless Veterans Charity. Is that right?
Indeed, yes. Yep.
So what do you actually do there, Mike?
So I'm the corporate partnerships manager within the fundraising team for Blesma, basically looking to engage with companies and individuals to support Blesma for now and for the long term as well as true partners.
How are you finding fundraising during the COVID lockdown?
It's been tough, as it has been for the majority, you know, most charities. As a charity that's been around for 100 and plus years since the end of the First World War, we've got quite a big supporter base. We've also got quite a big corporate supporter base. So luckily, we had some large donations from some institutions, some of which are military engaged, you know, organisations like British Aerospace and people like that. So yeah, we've actually come through it very well. I know that's not the same for everybody, but we've been able to maintain our support to our limbless veterans throughout, while obviously changing our work practices.
Now, do you normally do, during normal time, not lockdown, obviously, do you normally do fundraising days and fetes and galas and carnivals and that sort of thing?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we do it on a national basis. So we're split into 9 regions of the UK, and we've got what we call our support officer in each region who supports the local members. And we have a team in those areas who carry out all those things, the fetes and the bake sales and so on, as well as the national challenges, the London Marathon and some global challenges and things like that. So it is traditional fundraising, but it's also a lot more targeted because we have a lot of our veterans are Paralympians and Invictus Games and people like that. So we raise funds for them to be able to change their lives that way.
Do you know what? I watched the Paralympics. And first of all, I watched the normal Olympics. And yep. Then I thought, oh, well, that's really good. They're talented people. And then I watched the Paralympics, and it makes the normal Olympics look stupid.
It does a little bit. Not last year, the year before, the Winter Paralympics, the captain and the flag bearer was a young guy who was one of our members,
yeah,
who got injured in Afghanistan, had lost a leg, didn't really see where he was going to go. We got him out of bed and we took him skiing in Colorado. He didn't know he could ski,
yeah,
and it turned out he could snowboard. Oh. And he's now the world champion.
Wow.
So you know, they're the success stories. And for me, I'm a keen golfer, Mike, and there's a lot of people in Essex will know, certainly Steve Roach. We host a lot of golf tournaments, and a lot of our limbless veterans play golf. We've actually got one guy who's got one leg, who's a professional golfer, and he's on the tour, and he's supported by Blesma. So there's no end to what you can do. So, you know, as humble human beings, people like me, you know, I've done quite a lot in my life, but I get humbled every day by, yeah, these guys who just have resilience beyond compare.
Because I was in awe of the Paralympics, because you know these people, if they lose one or two arms or one leg or so, you naturally, and everybody would be in the same position, you naturally think your life is coming to an end. That's it.
Correct.
As it was, it's never going to be that anymore. But these people, and I've got so much respect for them, the drive and the enthusiasm not to give up is absolutely phenomenal, and it makes all the rest of our worries, the gas bill, electric bill, whatever.
Yep.
It makes it look so stupid and ridiculous.
It's just the resilience and the stuff, the good stuff you get from these people. You know, we give them a hand up and we help them. You know, from when they first come back from a war zone or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
You know, we're there to engage and tell them not to worry about the finances, and there is life after a traumatic injury.
Yeah.
And these guys are proof of that. You know, we have a program called Make a Generation Arts, a resilience program, where we go into schools and young offenders institutes, and if we can stop, you know, one kid carrying a knife, then that's great, you know. Yeah. And our guys talk about it and say, well, you know, the inner city problems and so on. And one I was at, you know, the beginning of 2019, I think it was, where one of our guys with no arms stood up and said, I know everybody's got challenges, but my first challenge of the day is, how do I brush my teeth?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you saw these 15, 16-year-olds immediately becoming engaged and thinking, well, how does he brush his teeth?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
he didn't have any prosthetics on. We've got one guy, one of our support officers, he's local actually, Langdon, and he lost his leg. He's only 35, 36. So, you know, he's fought for his country. He lost his leg, unfortunately. All through last year, he was supporting NHS in volunteering and so on with one leg. He actually got awarded the MBE for that in September,
yeah,
which is brilliant, you know. But here we all are, though, you know, when everybody has that duvet day of,
yeah,
oh, it's raining outside, I'm a bit snuffly, I'm going to pull the duvet over and phone in sick.
Yeah.
These guys don't do anything like that, you know.
No, they just get on with it. Totally, total respect. Now, Mike, if somebody donates some money to you, where do you actually spend it? What do you do with the money?
So it's granted. We don't get any government support. So there's a grant basis for everything. So some of it is on people want to go into sporting or artistic, you know, photography. A lot of our funds for the past year has been people that have been digitally excluded. So unfortunately, obviously, we're losing a lot of our older generation, but we still have a lot of elderly members and their widows. And we support these people for life. And of course, through lockdown, it's been very, very difficult for these people to see people and especially their families. So we've been able to provide devices and training and Wi-Fi and so on and so forth to make sure that these people are connected. And we've also been there, not so much in physical visits, but in, you know, virtual visits, making sure that we're in touch with these people so that they don't rely on adult social care within their own community, which we hope then alleviates that for people that don't have access to Blesma services for the adult social care. We provide sporting grants for people that do want to be taken seriously and go to Paralympics or Olympus Games. We provide gardening grants, home improvements. You know, in the olden days, Blesma used to have care homes. These days, where some of the injuries for some of the more recent conflicts, you know, our guys that are 30 and 40 that have lost limbs in Afghanistan and Iran and Iraq and so on. You know, these guys just want home adaptations. They don't want to live in a home. They want to be self-sufficient. They want to be independent. So we make sure that these guys do lead, and our strapline is independent and fulfilling lives.
Fantastic. Mike, you're doing an absolutely amazing job. Have you got a website?
We have, yes. It's blesma.org, blesma.org.
Okay, and if anybody's listening right now and they just want to speak to somebody, have you got a telephone number that somebody can speak to you on?
Yes, indeed. The best number to get on is 0203-954-3029. That's directly into myself and into the fundraising team. We can have a chat. There's no one-size-fits-all. I'm not looking for everybody to just give me large checks. You know, there's volunteering, there's event participation, there's all sorts of stuff that can go on. We'd be delighted to talk to anybody. And we'd also like to very much thank Phoenix FM for the opportunity today, and certainly yourself, Mike.
Oh, that's our pleasure. It really is. Anything that can help the community at large, we are right up the front with everybody else. We just want to help as much as possible. We understand things are really difficult during lockdown for the charities, which is why we try our utmost to help you as much as we can. Well, Mike, thank you so much for this conversation, and fingers crossed, your phone won't stop ringing now.
Thank you, Mike. Again, thanks for the opportunity. Have a good day and stay safe.